The boats pushed off down the left fork of the stream. It sloped slightly and ran straight as a die as far as the eye could see. Alfo struck out with his paddle.
Seems they're headed right for the sea, but keep your eyes peeled anyway. You never can tell with vermin.
The wind increased. Now dark cloud masses could be seen drifting over from the northeast. Spriggert snapped up a mayfly that had been silly enough to try a landing on his paw.
Looks like rain's gonna bucket down afore long.
Halfway through the afternoon, Alfo peered at the left bank. It was heavily overgrown with willows and bushes. He had been watching out for this particular place.
Pull over here, shrews. That's it. Now backwater and hove to.
Samkin watched intently as the elder inspected the thicketed edge.
What is it, Alfo? What are you looking for?
Alfo slashed at some vegetation with his rapier and pulled a clump of bush lupin to one side.
Ha! I thought so. Look here.
It was a hidden side creek, overgrown by bush and tree, which wound its way into thick woodland. Alfo pointed to recent scrapes in the clay of the bank at water level.
Aye, that's a fox for you. Always one jump ahead of a grasshopper. The villain knew we'd follow to get our boat back, so he's sidetracked off down here. Though I suspect he doesn't know where he's going to. This isn't the way to the sea.
We're to at Leto's, the Raffalo.
A ruler peered up the dim overgrown waterway. Alfo scratched his chin.
Only one place it can lead to a ruler. The Great Lake.
It was like paddling through a long green tunnel. The water reflected the trees overhead as they crowded low, and the mossy banks and everywhere was green. Samkin looked at the faces around him, tinged by the green light. Apart from the muted sound of paddles, they were in a cocoon of verdant silence. Spriggert paddled and snacked upon various winged denizens of the hidden waterway, lifting his eyes as the splash of water on the leaves above announced the arrival of the rain. They ate as they went, passing back oatcakes and small fruit scones preserved in honey and flour syrup. A ruler took gulps of cooling lilac and rose water from a hollow gourd and passed it to Spriggert.
Yer, what she flies down there?
All along the waterway there were signs that the fox had passed in the stolen boat. Broken branches, bruised plants, and scrapes in the mossed banks. The wind increased overhead, howling a dirge through the treetops. The banks started to rise higher, and the water course flowed faster as it took a downward slope. Suddenly, Alfo pointed ahead to the stern of a logboat vanishing round a bend.
There they are! Dig those paddles deep! We've got 'em!
Deathbrush heard the shout. Looking over his shoulder, he called to the five tracker rats.
Paddle for your lives! It's those shrews!
Other side streams, swollen by the rain, began gushing into the watercourse, and the stolen boat picked up speed, zinging along on its downhill course to the inland lake. Behind it, the three logboats raced to catch up. Deathbrush's boat tipped dangerously and took off into the waters of the Great Lake with a loud splash. It was followed soon after by the Gausam boats. Now all four were in the open waters. The howling northeast wind whipped the surface into foaming grey waves, driven along in a wild, slanting downpour of battering rain. Samkin wiped rainwater from his eyes, shielding them with a paw as he tried to keep his sight focused on the boat ahead. The storm drove it powerfully over the wave-crested waters. Up and down bobbed the prow of Samkin's boat, driving deep into the troughs and being lifted high upon the crests. The crew pulled with might and main until Samkin could see the back of the fox drawing closer.
We've got 'em, lads! Dig those paddles deep!
With a shrew rapier in his paw, the young squiddle stood balancing as far out on the prow as he could go.
Paddle! Paddle, you water wallopers!
Within a third of a boat length, Samkin braced himself and took off with a mighty leap. Hurtling across the water with the waves almost hitting his paws, he sprang across the gap between the two boats to land scrambling for balance on the stern of the fox's boat. A rat raised a paddle at him, but Samkin ducked and thrust in one movement, taking the tracker through his midriff. Deathbrush turned, brandishing the sword of Martin the Warrior. He advanced on Samkin, calling above the storm,
come on, I'll carve your gizzard to dull rags. 'S death for you, young'un.